Hello, we are Edwina
and Rob,
and we're the youth leaders at Birmingham Citadel Salvation Army in the United Kingdom and Ireland Territory.
Our 11 to 16 year old group is called Integrate, the name of which was chosen by the young people themselves.
These podcasts are being produced in place of our usual group meetings on a Sunday, and we hope you find them useful until we meet again. God Almighty, we give you praise.
Jesus, be the centre, be my source, be my light,
Last week, Jesus asked, "Who do you say I am?" This week, we need to ask Jesus who we are.
Jesus-centred life, number 15. The second question that really matters. When Peter steps up and answers Jesus' question, "Who do you say that I am?" with magnificent determination, he reveals his deepening attachment to Jesus, the vine. But close relationships are always a two-way street. So when we consider the truth about who Jesus really is and name him, Jesus also considers the truth about who we are and names us. After his closest friend is the first to publicly proclaim him as Messiah and the Son of God, Jesus fires back with this: "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven." You can find this in Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 and 19. As we have the courage to name Jesus, he is determined to name us, just as he did with Peter. Our purpose in life narrows in focus simply to feeding our fascination of all the surprising things Jesus said and did, then staying open to him, identifying who we really are and what we are made to do. We move Jesus from the background of our everyday activities into the foreground, and he surfaces our true identity from all the false things we and others try to pin on us. The second question that leads us to our life's purpose is simple. Who does Jesus say I am? Let's think about this. Write your name on a piece of paper. Then, write what your name means. You can search on Google to find the meaning of most names. Now, this is going to feel a bit weird, but go with it. Pause right now and ask Jesus to give you a new name. A name that truly describes how he sees you and how he feels about you. Now write down the name you sense he's giving you and why. Remember, Jesus is good and true, so he would only name you something that is good and true too.
This brings us to the end of our Jesus-centered life series. But just as Jesus gives us a new name, he makes us new. Join us next time for the first in the series called Made New. If you are a young person or parent and want to know more about Integrate, please look on our website or social media pages to contact us.